We're going to study the first piece of Rav Tzadok on Parshas Lech Lecha. The Torah says, "Vayemer Hashem el Avram Lech Lecha meharzucha umimeladutucha mebeis avicha el aretz asher areka." Rav Tzadok says, "Yesh lehovin ma shenemar Lech Lecha meharzucha dehayolay lemar tse meharzucha." If you're telling someone to leave your father's house, your land, your relatives, you should say, "Say, go out, leave." And then say v'lech el haretz asher areka. The Zera Kaddish is medaktik. Diktek al man shenemar v'yelech Avram kasha diber elav Hashem. The leksiv v'yetze Avram elav v'yelech. That a similar diuk is made by the Zera Kaddish. The Zera Hakaddish says, the explanation is, k'mod da'at amar lach lecha, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said lach lecha, when talking about the compliance and the fulfillment of what Hashem said, the Torah obviously says Vayelech instead of Vayetze. V'shom muvan, kevin d'ksiv ka'asher diber, the Torah says he did as was told, v'hadibur hoya lach lecha, that's why it says Vayelech. Avol lama gam b'dibur loksiv tse me'artzecha. The question still remains, why didn't Hashem say to him, leave? Take leave of where you've come from, take leave of your land, of your father's house, of your relatives, etc. Mashakosav b'zera kodesh, the Zera Kaddish says that he left earlier. He had left Ur Kasdim much before he had come to Haran. Artzcha melardutcha bebeis avicha was his original home in Ur Kasdim. Shenira shebo l'tareid zeh. The Zera seems to be explaining that the Yitziah, the true Yitziah of Avram Avinu from his father's land, from his house, from his relatives, have taken place earlier when he had first gone with his father-in-law Terach and reached Haran and stopped there. B'zera kadish acha kach medaktek de b'sefer pasuk siv b'tzeisoy mecharan. The Zera Kaddish is medaktek that the Torah later tells us that he was ben chamesh shonim v'shiv mishona b'tzeisoy mecharan. That the leaving of his artzcha meladutcha mebeis avicha had been earlier, that the yitziah now being discussed is his leaving Haran, but not the yitziah meartzcha meladutcha mebeis avicha. Ve'im kain, but then earlier, in the very beginning of the parasha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does tell him, leave Artzecha, leave Malatetecha, leave Beis Avicha, that was something told to him when he left Ur Kasdim, but it did not then say. At no point does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him, leave. V'koy al Yitzir Rishayna, the beginning of the parasha is talking about his being told originally to leave Ur Kasdim, v'im kein hayotzarach lemer tzei me'artzecha, v'lech ela aretz asher areka. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram Avinu, leave? Acha inyin api masha nemar b'zayir HaKadosh. The answer is, as we learn in Zayir HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to him, lech lecha le'itkena gramach, leave, go, in order to make yourself into a great person, to be metakin yourself, to make yourself grow so that you'll reach the madregas you are capable of reaching. Leaving is not so much what Avram Avinu needed to do, but to go. And what Rav Tzadik is going to say is that there where Avram came from, what he had experienced, what he had seen, was formative in his gaining the chachma to know how to be and what to be as he will grow. In order to do what Hashem says, lech lecha, he needs to take with him everything that he learned and all the growth made possible because of his reactions to the adversities that he faced in Ur Kasdim. So it's not so much about leaving, but actually it's about taking with you what you've learned and the chachma you've gained and the amuna that you have fostered in yourself, having been through what you have been through, where you were in Artzecha, in Meladetecha, in Beis Avicha. V'hainu sh'amalai sh'af sh'noilad miterach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to him, even though you were born to your father Terach, Shehaya Ovid Avodah Zarah, Ubamakam, and you lived in Urkastim, a place Shehaya Shtufin Avodah Zarah, you were steeped in pagan and idolatrous worship. Lo Yifchad Mizeh, don't fear that therefore you can't move on and that you can't become and that you can't do the great mission you're capable of doing. Sha'adarab, on the contrary, Mizeh Atzma Yuchalelechu Lahagia L'Madrigasai, because of what you know and what you learned, because of what you have become through having been where you were, facing the challenges that you had to face, it's the very reason why you are capable of Lech Lecha, of moving on from where you have been. You have learned where you can be and where you're going to arrive in the future and how to get there. Val derech ma shenemar, very much like what is told to Klal Yisrael about the Golus, u'bikashta mishomes Hashem elokechu matzosuch, v'hu'acha shenemar, that's told to us that we're going to look for Hashem and look for the means of serving Him and of fulfilling our mission. And that's all said, achar shenemar v'heifitz Hashem eschem ba'amim, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're going to be scattered amongst the nations. Hashem's point to us is, al yerach levavchem, don't fear, lehisya'esh, don't give up, pen chas v'chalila, tiskalkalu legamri, thinking that you'll be lost, and that there'll be no hope for you Jewishly in the Golos. Ki adarab, on the contrary, from what we will experience, and from what we will learn, and what we will see, from those around us as well, from what we will understand has to be the right way, because of the experience and the exposure to everything around us that's wrong, misham daika, dafka, because of what we will have experienced in the Golos, ubikashta misham es Hashem elokecha. Shagolos yigroim, the causal nexus for our search and for our belief that there's more that we can and must do, it'll be kisid rishana b'chalavavcha v'chonavshecha v'al yedeizeh ubikashtem umatzosa. Because of what we'll experience in the Golos, therefore we will seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu and seek to fulfill our mission vis-a-vis what Hashem wants of us. V'chein omar lo Hashem Yisbarach l'Avraham Avinu. Similarly, that's what Hashem Yisbarach said to Avraham Avinu. Lach lecha li'itkenu adar gudilach. Go so that you can grow and come to the next madrega. Me'artzecha umimeladetecha. Sh'niladet b'mokim guru v'shafal. From the very place where it's such a morally backward place and so inferior, but from what you've had to do in order to make up for that, and what you've learned and gained by having to face what you have faced in Artscha and Mimilatutcha. So from that, you'll know best how to forge a great future for yourself and what to teach to everybody around you, what you can give and must give to mankind. Umi Beis Avicha, from that very home that you come from, Shehaya Terach Eved Avodah Zarah, Mizeh Atzmo Yituchel L'Takin Dar Gedilach. From that, you'll know and understand how you can become the great person you can and must become. The next part of this paragraph of Pritzadik deals with the growth of Avraham Avinu as he arrives in Eretz Canaan, step by step, first coming to Elon Moreh, and then where he was between Ai and Beisel, and the Mizbechos that he built in those two places as he traveled from there onward southerly, Holech v'Nosea HaNegba as well. The growth is explained by Rav Tzadik as follows. V'omar loy el ha'aretz asher areka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, you'll go to the land that I'll show you. Uperish Rashi quotes from Bereshis Rabbah, V'lamu l'giluloi, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him which land to go to? The answer is, k'dei l'chavava be'enov, to cause Eretz Yisrael, that's going to be given to him, to be loved by him, in anticipation, where you don't know, you realize how great it must be, and you sense the wondrous nature of the place, very much like somebody, you know, who gets a gift and in the box you are all excited by what you might find before you open it. That's the first reason, of course, also because he's going to get more schar, as Rashi says, al kol dibur v'dibur. And then Rashi points out the Hevi, Rashi points out that this is similar to Mimashinemar Ba'akeda Kachna Esbincha Esichidcha Asher Hafta Esitzchak. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell him where the Akeda will be. Hashem just says but he doesn't tell him exactly which mountain that's going to be. Achadayin lo yisyashev, but still, it's not quite the same. Rav Tzadik says, "Disham al kolponim gilu lo yachakach." There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him. He looked up and he saw that there was this special nature all about Har HaMoriah, and he knew that that's where the Akedah has to be. Avokan lo niska klal shne'emar lo ha'aretz. Here, we don't find that he was told anything about Eretz Yisrael or that it is Eretz Yisrael until he was there. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, after he arrived, he said, this is the place. Ach Ramban Zal Kosa. Ramban says, on the Pasuk, Vayero Hashem el Avram, Vayemer lezaracha etenes aretz hazois. Oz niskayim, the Ramban says, el aretz asher areka. That's the fulfillment of what Hashem promised him, which is that Hashem would tell him and show him which land it is. Ayin sham. V'hiyeh perushay. So Rav Tzadik says that means that what Hashem really meant by saying asher areka is k'moy asher eira eka l'cha, meaning the place where I will cause myself to be seen by you. There, in the place where you will see me, there you will know, and through that you will know that that is the place. That's the land you've been promised. V'zehu shenemar, and it's because Hashem Yisbarach was visible and was seen, so to speak, by Avram in that place. Therefore, Vayivin Sham Mizbeach LaHashem HaNir'eh Elov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nizgalet to Avram Avinu, hence HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise to Avram Avinu was fulfilled. It's the place where you'll see me, and for that reason, Avram Avinu builds the Mizbeach there. Shehoide Al SheNir'eh Elov. In thankfulness for Hashem having revealed the Shechinah to him, to Avram. And then later, in the second instance in which we see that Avram built the Mizbeach, after he left Elon Moreh and traveled Mikedem LeBeisel, where he built his home temporarily, Beisel Miyom V'ha'ay Mikedem, so there it says, Vayivin Shom Mizbeach LaHashem. Vayikro b'shem Hashem. It doesn't say LaHashem HaNira Elov. Now that's in pshat because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not there between I and Beisel share any vision with Avram Avinu. Ach b'zayra kodesh Isa u'vono tren midbuchan that Avram Avinu built two mizbeches. Chad l'darga de isgalia, one in fulfillment of having reached a madrega where he sees and senses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is given a vision and he's able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and appreciate that chokhmah he's been given and see the chesed elyon of Hashem Yisbarach. V'chad l'darga d'iskasya. The second one is this madrega of trust, the madrega of Iskasya, where you don't see and you don't know. Ukedain is ata Avraham midarga ladarga. It's with this that you see Avraham going from one madrega to the next higher madrega, ad solik lidarge, getting to the next madrega he's capable of. Ainu, she has beis madregas. There are two madregas. Darga is gal yehumashi yeshla odom boy tfis of havona, where a person can know and understand, that's one madrega. And to act and respond to that is one madrega. That's the madrega of the first mizbeach. Or even shom mizbeach l'Hashem hanira elov. V'darga de'iskasya, excuse me, and then he says, v'zehu al yedei divrei Torah. This is gained by what we can understand about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gained by studying Torah. Talmud Torah. Then there's the darga de'iskasya. That's that which we cannot intuit That's that mysterious aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater mysteries that we can't understand. But we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all good and all chesed, even if we can't understand how and why. Even when we're not able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his ways are inscrutable. Mashenelam ha'hanhogum in ha'odom, what we can't know and what we can't appreciate in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig, his entire world. Al derech ma'ashenemer, ki Hashem yihye b'chislecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there for you when you are like a chsil, when you don't know, when you can't understand. Perish Rashi, Rashi there in Mishle, Paragimel says, quoting from Yerushalmi, b'dvarim sha'atu chsil behem, that you know Hashem is with you in matters and when it comes to those things which you can't understand, where you won't appreciate and where you can't see and know how and in what way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for you. But He is, and you know it. V'haynu k'moy b'Avram avinu alav shalom, shehispalel al Yishmael, lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha. He doesn't understand that it's Yitzchak that is the whole future, ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, but he is davening for Yishmael. He can't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is what it is for Yishmael to be Yishmael, while Yitzchak will be, ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. V'chein Yitzchak shiratzu levarach es Esav. Yitzchak wanted that the brachas should go to Esav. V'hira lehem Hashem Yisbarach, shaloi midaitam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs them, shaloi midaitam, without their understanding that it's on a different path, that the trajectory of Am Yisrael and of the future of Avram's children has to be upon. They have to be on a different path altogether. It's the path of Yitzchak and not Yishmael, the path of Yaakov and not Esav. So, al zeh, to respond to this, to all of this that we can't understand, ein shum eitzarak tefillah l'Hashem. We only daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should do as he knows is best and correct. Va'oz, and then, Rav Tzadik says, completing the pasuk in Mishlei, v'shama raglecha milochet. He's going to make sure that we are not trapped. He's going to make sure that raglecha, our feet, take us in the right way, and we are faced and placed in the right direction by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu shenemar achakach, that's the second mizbeach that the Zohar HaKadosh is referring to. The second Mizbeach that we read about in the Pesukim describing what Avraham built and how he served the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikedem LeBeisel. Beisel Miyom V'ay Mikedem V'yiven Shom Mizbeach LaHashem V'yikro B'Shem Hashem. And it doesn't say V'loiksiv HaNira Elov. Now it's not about Isgali, it's not about what you do and can see of Hashem's kindness and goodness. It's rather v'hainu darga de iskasya. It's about a complete service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a pleading with Him that it should all be for the good and for the benefit of Avram Avinu and of His children. V'zeh shenemar v'yikru b'shem Hashem. The Tirgem Unklus, and Unklus is Metargem, V'tzali B'shmo Hashem. That the words V'yikra B'shem Hashem mean that Avram Avinu davened. She'alzeh nitzrach tefillah. For gaining this Madrega where you can know that everything is correct and right, even though we can't understand why it's correct and right. To know that Hashem is doing everything that's chesed elyon, and to know it fully, but yet not comprehend it in any logical way, that requires that we be mispalel. That's the madrega of the iskasya, of what's hidden, those things that we can't know, and it's for that that Avram Avinu was mispalel. For that full sense of trust, and for that knowledge that everything is correct, even if we can't understand why. Rav Tzadik continues, V'achakach k'siv, and then Avram Avinu moved on to the next madrega, Holech v'nosaya hanegbo. And the Yisa Avram Holech v'nosaya hanegbo is a description Rav Tzadik says, of how Avraham Avinu made sure to perfect the Midas Ahava and the Midas Chesed of Avraham Avinu. V'hainu, Shemadregas Avraham Avinu Hoya Ha'ava U'midasoi Midas Chesed. Ahava, the full love of Kadosh Baruch, complete love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of everything Hashem is doing. Complete embrace of everything Hashem is doing for him. And whatever Hashem's design for him might be. And the midah of chesed toward everything in Hashem's world. To every person, to every creature. V'chol iska haya levarer. The effort of Avraham Avinu was levarer, to make it so pure. Sheyia ahavosai zaka. Rak l'Hashem yizbaruch levadai. That his sense of ahava should be complete, that there should be no interest of his own, no self-interest, a complete selflessness, a complete sense of devotion to the Ritzon HaBorei. Avraham Avinu wanted to clear and cleanse any sense of personal self-interest on his part from within him, from within himself. V'zehu shenemar holech v'nosaya hanegba from to be menagev, like you use a towel to clean or wipe something. Al derech ma'asha darshu, like Chazal v'darish on the pasuk in Yehoshua, where Kalev's daughter says, ki eretz hanegev nisatoni. It's a land that's dry and parched. We need the source of water in order to successfully grow anything on this land. And of course, Kalev said, but your husband knows that with his great schus and his great Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for him. But what she said was that what we have is a bayis shemenugav mikol taiva, something that's cleaned or cleansed. So here too, holech v'nesoya hanegba means Avraham Avinu was cleaning and cleansing himself of any self-interest so that he would have perfection in his Ahavas Hashem and in his Midas HaChesed. V'zehu darga da Avraham, shehaya mevarer midasoi shehaya chesed. Shehiya zako l'Hashem, that it should be pure, that his chesed should be pure, and that his Ahavas Hashem should be completely unsullied by any self-interest of his own. V'lo yis'arif shum chemdom enyone olam hazeh, he should have nothing of any interest in Olam Hazeh whatsoever. V'zehu shenemar b'Yitzchak, and that's why similarly by Yitzchak, whose midah was pachad Yitzchak, gvura, and a desire to be so perfect in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in doing only what the Ritzon HaBorei is and nothing else, and denial of anything else or of anything that's not totally devoted to doing with perfection what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Pachad Yitzchak, meaning the fear of not having complete devotion. Shenemar b'Yitzchak shayam midasi pachad Yitzchak v'tzimtzum muksiv bei v'hu yoyshev be'eretz hanegev. Similarly, by Yitzchak it says be'eretz hanegev because Yitzchak was perfecting the midah of gvura, the pachad Yitzchak. Shehoya lo'y naicha b'midah zo, shehoya mevura b'midas ha'tzimtzum ha'pachad v'hayira. That where Yitzchak was gaining strength, where he was finding his place, so to speak, as he lived in Eretz HaNegev, was through cleansing himself of any imperfection in his gvura, in his willingness to sacrifice, in his willingness to give up every bit of himself for the Ritzon HaBorei. This idea of being menagev, of cleansing oneself, begins here. Cleansing oneself of any imperfection in one's midah begins here with Avraham Avinu after the two mizbechos, moving on southerly. Holoch v'nosaya hanegba. Now the direction of Dorem also has great significance, but that's for another time and place. What Rav Tzadik is emphasizing is the idea of the hanegba, of coming to this perfection in his midah that Avraham Avinu was working on. So Avraham Avinu is mekayim lech lecha, Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means by Lech Lecha is not just L'hanosko L'tevosko, but that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is telling him, he is saying to him, Lech Lecha, there's so much you can accomplish. There's such a great amount that you can do and that you're capable of, but not here. Specifically in Eretz Canaan. Go forth and begin to do it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows it to him, shows him where and how it can be done. Then Avram Avinu, after that, which the Zohar called the Madrega, or Darga de Isgalia, Avram Avinu takes it to the next Madrega, the Darga de Iskasya, where the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be understood by man. And there too, Avram Avinu is in full embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for what we can't understand about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing and will do for him. And then the next madrega is Holech V'Nosaya HaNegba, perfecting and cleansing himself of any self-interest, cleansing his Ahava, perfecting his Ahava and his Midas HaChesed. All this in fulfillment of Lech Lecha, of going and growing and becoming.